Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaefers of the Arweva Rockets joining us here as we are talking Wii 5 action. They got Sulin Christian this week. Guys, always great to catch up with you throughout the week.
Thanks, Bruner.
Week 5, we're in the second half of the season. Some of your toughest challenges are coming up in the weeks after this one, but you get Sulin Christian here in Week 5. Before we talk about them, let's talk about the great win you have against River Valley last week. Back-to-back wins for this ball club. Some of the biggest changes you've seen amongst your guys last week?
I mean, again, just kind of build, maybe not the biggest change, but they keep building that confidence. Hey, we actually can compete with these guys. Hey, we actually know what we're doing. Hey, we're doing stuff right. So that's kind of a big thing I've been seeing, and same with Coach here, I've been seeing throughout the week from last week. Other things is kind of getting more assignments correct, obviously making a little less mistakes. If we do make mistakes, we're doing it aggressively.
And that's got to make you feel good as coaches. You know, these guys are starting to build confidence on the field and kind of realize, hey, these guys kind of know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's good to see the progress that they've made from week one. It's been a ton of progress, but it's all credit to them because they're so coachable, Tyler. It makes such a difference when you got kids who want to learn and want to get better. You know, week by week, they know that it's going to be different. You know, the fundamentals stay the same, but mm-hmm. the game scheme and the game plan is going to be different each week. And, you know, so far they've been doing a good job of adjusting to that.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing we've seen from these guys so far is that offense can really do well if you give them the chance. I mean, Blaine Smith, 4 passing touchdowns. Wyatt Regaler had 3 more he ran in. Talk to me about the progress of this offense because, you know, we talked about it right in the beginning of the season. You started a lot of freshmen, but now it looks like they're kind of getting the hang of things offensively, and if they do, could be a dangerous team.
Yeah, we do start a lot of freshmen, and we rotate in. You know, in our rotation, we have 5 different freshmen that could possibly play our offense. So, you know, we started out the season keeping things pretty simple. Our scrimmage in week one, we were kind of struggling to do some of the simple schematic things offensively. I come to practice on a day like today, and it was really good to see where we're starting to mix in a lot of motion, a lot of different, you know, screens and bubble screens and stuff like that to catch the defenses off guard. You know, as we're a little bit smaller, we like to try to catch them off guard. And our guys, they're learning so quick for freshmen. It's really nice to see the progress that they've made. I kind of went in the season with a mindset offensively that, you know, we have to keep things simple. Schematically, we got to do the fundamentals and you know, run the football and establish on the ground. And we're still establishing on the ground. That's our mm-hmm. number one priority. But we're able to mix a lot of things up with the guys being so attentive in practice.
The guys that we really haven't talked a lot about in these interviews that I want to bring up is that O-line. You guys have been used all season long of facing guys who are bigger and taller than your lines are, but talk to me just about the development of the O-line. Do you feel like they're giving Blaine enough time now to throw the balls and to kind of develop as a quarterback?
So during this whole year, I was like, first week was a little rough, but as the year goes on, we keep reminding them, hey, yes, you're not going to be the biggest or the biggest or strongest lineman, but you have to have that motor. Just keep giving Blaine that time and just keep pounding, basically giving him that time, and just hopefully we give him enough time for make a pass and all that. But week in, week out, obviously they're just busting their butts. They know they're not big, but they bust their butts the whole time.
And when it comes to that, you know, there's got to be some technique when it comes to that. You know, going up against guys who are bigger, stronger, maybe a little bit faster than you. What are some of the techniques you're teaching the guys on the O&D line to go up against guys that are bigger than them?
I mean, kind of it is. Obviously, we're not the biggest guy, the biggest and strongest. So kind of strategy we kind of use is obviously, you know, take half a man. Obviously, half a man is a little easier than the full man. But the mentality they have when we kind of install them, like, hey, sometimes you just got to take on the block, take on the rusher, and just hope for the best. And a lot of times it's been going our way. Just that motor always helps them here.
You know, coming in here to week 5, a game now presenting to you another team that's kind of struggling in the district. It's Sulin Christian. On paper, at face value, you know, it doesn't look like they have a lot going on for them. 1 passing touchdown, 1 rushing touchdown of the season. But as you guys know and as I know, you don't look past opponents just because of that. So talk to me just about what Sulin Christian brings to this contest.
Yeah, you nailed it with the face value part that you mentioned, because 3 of their 4 weeks, they faced, you know, they faced number 1, number 2, and number 4 in the state. That makes things pretty difficult to start out your year when you face, you know, 3 teams in the top 5 out of 4 games. They do like to spread things out a little bit. They'll try to run some motion and stuff. You know, they have a tight trips where they like to run a wildcat with their quarterback, and they like to air the football out. They run a lot of deep routes, and and they'll air it out often. And our guys, you know, we've done a good job so far in practice this week of correcting some things. You know, last week we weren't very sharp defensively as far as letting River Valley air it out. They just had way too many passing yards against us, and that's, you know, that's just not our coverage. That's our, you know, that's up front as well. We got to get pressure on the quarterback, and they got a quick quarterback just like River Valley did. So our guys up front need to keep their quarterback contained and make a play on him and not allow him to scramble back and forth in the backfield for our coverage guys to be in coverage for too long. And, you know, and there's times our guys blew coverage as well as defensive backs and linebackers. So Siouxland Christian, they'll do a lot of the same stuff as River Valley as far as airing the football out and scrambling in the backfield. It's just a matter of, you know, we broke down film against River Valley, and our guys understand across the board what they need to do better.
And that must feel a little bit nice just knowing that, you know, Siouxland Christian brings a little bit of what River Valley did. So, you know, obviously there's going to be adjustments you're going to make for each team. But, you know, offensively, it's a lot of the same things you saw from last week.
Yeah, basically. Nothing too crazy again, like Stokes said here. We're adding some few new elements here and there to the game plan here.
And talking about talking about Siouxland Christian, they do have some height and some weight up front that might, you know, present a challenge for you guys. But coming into week five, like we mentioned before, you guys have already kind of seen those matchups up front where you face bigger and better guys. So what does River Valley bring to their O&D lines?
With O&D line, again, like you said, they have decent size, and I'm pretty sure a lot of them had some experience from last year. So they do have that, but I think we have more energy up on the line, and obviously we just got to make sure we keep pounding it, because obviously with other sports, when they start stuff going right their direction, they start building a lot of energy, a lot of momentum. So we got to make sure we kind of just smother that to begin with.
We talked just a little bit about last week's strong offensive game for you guys against River Valley. What's sort of the plan of attack for this week? What is Siouxland Christian going to look defensively and maybe look to take away from you guys offensively?
Yeah, they run both a 3-3 combination as well as a 3-2-2, kind of like a 3-4 look with two middle linebackers defensively. That's kind of what they'll do. But, you know, as far as we go offensively, we just need to execute our game plan. We need to establish the football on the ground to open up the passing game. And, you know, defensively, we just need to do our responsibilities. We told our guys that to an extent it matters what the game plan is, what we're doing against them. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily matter if we don't do our job the way we're supposed to do things on our side of the football. So our guys understand that, you know, there was a lot of things from last week. It was a nice homecoming win, but there was a lot of things that we needed to clean up that we saw on film, and that a lot of guys owned up to their mistakes, and they'll learn from it, and I fully believe that they'll be better at it this Friday.
And you know, not to look past this game in any way, obviously. We'll see what happens on Friday night, but talk to me just about what a 3-game win streak would do for this team. You know, you got Boyer Valley the week after this, and then, in my opinion, two of the hardest challenges after that.
Again, a win with this week would definitely keep the momentum going with these guys, keep the confidence going up. Obviously, that hopefully lead us into the Boyer game, and hopefully lead us in the last two game stretches, where it's our very tough top five teams to stay. But again, right now we're just worried about this game and doing our best for this one, then just keep going along week after week.
Absolutely. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure catching up with you once again. And obviously, we'll catch up with you more after the game with our New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having us.